This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, I've got a couple of pieces of audio here. First of all, did you see the stolen school bus?
No.
This happened in Golden, all right? A lady steals, she steals a school bus, paints it white, and then goes door to door picking up packages off people's front porch to fill up the bus.
What the hell?
They're still looking for the lady, by the way.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah, she's on the run.
Does she still have a bus?
They recovered the bus.
Oh, okay.
They found the bus and some of the packages, but this is unbelievable.
Why wouldn't she steal like an Amazon van or something so she could like pick up the packages?
Jamie, it's the most bizarre thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You see this white bus. I've seen some of the video this morning. You see this white bus. It literally looks like one of those prison buses.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they paint them white, they put the Department of Corrections on it. That's what it looks like. But it's a school bus that she literally went out and painted with house paint.
Well, that's a big paint job.
All right, I know. We're in Colorado. It's the altitude. Everybody's crazy out here.
No
okay,
kidding.
Listen to this.
So the video circulating online as authorities continue searching for a suspect. According to investigators, a female stole this bus in Golden and then proceeded to steal several packages in Denver. This one was caught on camera broad daylight near 38th and Sheridan over in Wheat Ridge. We're told Wheat Ridge police recovered the white painted bus over the weekend after someone called it in saying they recognized the bus from the video.
When we ran the VIN, it turned out that it was stolen out of Golden. So we were able to track down the original owner of the bus, and now that original owner has that bus again.
Authorities are still searching for the suspect. If you have any information regarding the crime, you're asked to contact our partners at Metro Denver Crime Stoppers. You can remain anonymous. That number.
I feel like it was already white. Yes. I feel like she stole it while it was white.
I do too.
Yeah, I don't think she painted it.
The story said she painted it. They painted it over the weekend.
They said
it was stolen and then painted.
Huh.
That's what the story said.
Because he said painted white, but he didn't say by her.
Yeah. Well, the story I saw on paper earlier said that it was painted. Once it was stolen, it was painted white.
Huh.
But nevertheless, she goes out. Not only are you running with a school bus, okay, a bus that you've stolen, you're going house to house picking up packages with this bus, which they clearly have her on ring cams all over town, that she stopped and was trying to fill up the bus with all these stolen packages.
Maybe it was Toys for Tots. They're trying to fill up the bus.
I swear, I think some people just want to go to jail.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh.
I mean, how brazen is this?
Because if you see that show Lock Up or whatever, the Parolees, whatever, and Pit Bulls, whatever that show is, I saw this one guy, and he really would prefer to be in jail. Because he doesn't know what to do out in the real world.
Some people, if they have no schedule, they lose themselves.
That's exactly what he was talking about.
It's called being institutionalized.
Yeah.
Okay? That you've been in the institution so long. You've been in there so long that is your life. And when you get out here in the real world, you don't know how to act. You don't even want to act because you get 3 squares a day inside the pokey.
Yeah, everything's taken care of.
Yeah. You got a bed. You got everything. You got your pros there, you know?
I wonder if she had like some white paint on her hands.
They haven't caught her yet.
I don't.
She's
I
on the run.
I was kidding.
I know, but I'm just saying. Yeah, look for the lady with white hair.
Yeah, right?
I can't. That is just wild.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're coming up with a way of, you know, stealing packages, you don't go out and steal a bus first.
Well, that's a little obvious on the Ring cam.
Yeah.
You know?
A white bus.
Are you seeing the
video?
That's
not on. I'm looking at it. That's not, you know, on the down low, right?
Yeah.
There's a big, gigantic white bus in front of their house.
All right. So I played you all fair this Alec Baldwin audio.
Yeah.
Do you not want to play it?
No, I don't mind. I'm just saying, you thought it was okay. Hysterical. I thought it was just so sad for the family of the lady that was shot.
Well, I think the lady's family feels the same way this guy that's harassing Alec Baldwin feels. I think they feel like that somebody got off scot-free because she lost her life, and nobody's ever been charged with that except for that one armory girl that got charged with that, negligence or something like that. But there's a guy that harasses Alec Baldwin all the time, and he does a Donald Trump impersonation. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, watching this video, if I'm Alec Baldwin, I want to run this guy over with a car.
Because is he in front of their condo complex?
Yeah, he's in front of their house.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I mean, I take the side of Alec Baldwin. I don't really care for Alec Baldwin, but you can't harass somebody like this. But Alec Baldwin snaps. He walks over to the guy and tells him, I'll break your friggin' neck. And he uses the F word. But he said, if these cameras weren't running, I'd break your neck.
But could he?
Well.
He looks a little rough these days.
I don't know. All right, listen to this guy. He does his Trump impersonation, and he's harassing Alec Baldwin. And Alec is ready to kill this guy.
Alec, it's your favorite president. Look, Alec, I will offer you a total pardon, because I want to be friends, right? I want to be friends. I will give you a total pardon for murdering that woman if you kiss the ring. Kiss the ring, Alec. Kiss the big, beautiful ring. Come on, Alec.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Now, you realize, but no, look at me. I want you to
Sure.
You got a camera on me here?
The ring. No, it's the ring.
But the blue ring, you realize my kids live in this building, right? But I want you to know something.
We love the children. We're doing great deals for the children.
Just be real careful.
Okay.
If this camera was here, I'd snap your I can have him break your right, so you know that, don't you?
Okay. All right, Alec Baldwin. Right. Alec Baldwin.
The guy leaves because he realizes he's in a world of trouble if he doesn't leave. But Alec's going to kill him.
It's like, my God, how mean.
You know, I just don't get it. It's like the woman stole the bus, okay? Some people have the biggest cojones that they do things like this, which is so stupid that I just don't get how you have that kind of courage.
Speaking of Alec Baldwin, they were talking about this the other day. I guess on that new series that he's doing, The Baldwins or whatever on TLC, I guess his wife, what's her name? It's something weird.
Hillary.
Well, I guess on film, she says, you know, we have a prenup, but I don't even know what it says. I just signed it. I have no idea. And they're saying now that means that she didn't have representation. And when you sign a prenup, each side has to have representation.
To go through everything?
Yeah, you have to fairly have separate representation. And that she just signed it without that, so it's void.
Oh, that's not good for him.
Are they getting a divorce?
No. Just so you
yeah.
She goes, down the road.
She goes, I know it says something about like the more kids we have, the more money I get or something. I don't know, but I just signed it.
I didn't know you had to have representation. I thought that once you sign something, you sign it.
No, you have to have it on both sides.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Didn't know that. Well,
I think a divorce, you can have one guy if you both agree to it. But a prenup, you have to have, like, I have to have my guy and you have to have your guy.
I was just under the impression that on a, you know, like a bill of sale or a prenup or anything, that if you agree to it and you sign something, then you signed it. If they can prove that you're
It's because the other person has the advantage of the money side. So they're going to have a great lawyer and you're just going to be standing there like, I don't know.
Is he worth a lot of money?
Probably.
I would say probably 50, 60 million, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what she does, but
I don't know what she does either.
Nobody knows for sure.
Do you
think that show is going to fly? I don't know if it's going to. I'm seeing a lot of pushback on it.
He's worth $70 million.
$70 million. Yeah, that's about right. That's about
good for her for having 7 kids.
Yeah. 7
She's
kids.
She's no dummy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.